WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Procrastinate and Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes self-care feels like a luxury we can't afford, right? Like it's something we squeeze in when there's free time, which, let's face it, is practically mythical. But here's the thing. Ignoring our mental health isn't an option. It's not about bubble baths and face masks every day, though those are nice. It's about building sustainable habits that keep us feeling balanced, energized, and ready to tackle life's challenges. So grab your favorite coffee, settle in, and let's dive into some seriously awesome self-care practices that will make a real difference in your mental well-being. First things first, remember that mental health is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days where you feel like a superhero and days where you just want to crawl under the covers. That's totally normal. What matters is having tools and practices in place to help you navigate those fluctuations. Number one, mindfulness. Ever find yourself spiraling into that what if vortex? Like, what if I mess this up? What if I don't get the promotion? It happens to the best of us. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? Grounding techniques like these can help quiet the mental chatter and bring a sense of calm. Number two, movement. I'm not talking about grueling gym sessions unless that's your jam. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody is watching, taking a walk in nature, or even just stretching at your desk. Physical activity releases endorphins, those happy hormones that leave you feeling energized and less stressed. Number three, connection. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection. Make time for the people who lift you up, whether it's catching up with friends, having a meaningful conversation with family, or joining a group that shares your interests. Remember, quality over quantity. A few genuine connections can make a world of difference. Number four, digital detox. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize hours have flown by? Yeah, me too. We're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation. Set boundaries around your screen time. Designate tech-free zones in your home or schedule regular breaks to disconnect and recharge. Number five, creative expression. This is about tapping into your inner artist, whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or even just doodling in a notebook. Creative pursuits can be incredibly therapeutic, helping you process emotions, express yourself authentically, and tap into a sense of flow and accomplishment. Now, picture this. You're staring at a to-do list that feels longer than the Great Wall of China. Your inbox is overflowing and your mind is buzzing with a million thoughts. Sounds familiar? That's where self-care comes in. Instead of diving headfirst into the chaos, you take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk, and put on your favorite playlist. You go for a quick walk. Notice the sunshine warming your skin and the birds singing their cheerful melodies. When you return to your work, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy. That's the magic of self-care. It gives you the power to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So remember, friends, you deserve to prioritize your mental well-being. It's not selfish, it's essential. Implement these practices into your daily routine, even in small ways. Celebrate your progress, be kind to yourself, and keep pushing forward. Because when you take care of your mind, you empower yourself to live a happier, more fulfilling life. Ready to make self-care a non-negotiable part of your life? Share this episode with a friend who could use some mental health magic. Leave a review if you found it helpful. It means the world to me. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media using #procrastinationpunisher. Let's keep that energy going. Until next time, stay fired up and take care of yourselves out there.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.